This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting. It's different than it was last week. The more evidence is coming out of the horrible things that the Russians have done in Ukraine. And we're going to only learn more and more about the devastation. And we'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies, but it sure seems that way to me.
Biden's comments drew praise from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had encouraged Western leaders to use the term to describe Russia's invasion of his country. A United Nations treaty to which the U.S. is a party defines genocide as actions taken with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. Past American leaders often have dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's and Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed that Russia's offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled. He insisted Tuesday the campaign was going as planned despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition as well as significant losses. Russian troops have been thwarted in their push toward Ukraine's capital. This is VOA News. Police in New York are now focusing on a van renter in the Brooklyn subway shooting probe. Details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Authorities said Tuesday night they remain on the hunt for a gunman who wore a gas mask and construction vest and fired at least 33 bullets in a rush hour New York City subway train. At least 10 people were wounded, but miraculously no one died. New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt.
We believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with 9 neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
5 people were left in critical condition but expected to survive. At least 29 people were treated at hospitals. I'm Mike Gracia.
Survivors and local authorities say an armed gang killed more than 100 people in a remote part of northern Nigeria. Those attackers targeted 4 villages in the Kanam area of Plateau State, the most recent in a series of violent attacks in Nigeria's north. Such attacks in Nigeria's northern region have become frequent, especially between Fulani Muslims, who are mostly cattle herders, and Christian communities from the Hausa and other ethnic groups, who are mainly farmers. The conflict over access to land and water has further worsened the sectarian division between Christians and Muslims in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, with its 206 million people deeply divided along religious lines. A cryptocurrency expert has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for helping North Korea evade U.S. sanctions. 39-year-old Virgil Griffith pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy, admitting he presented at a cryptocurrency conference in North Korea in 2019. That was even after the U.S. government denied his request to travel there altogether. Defense attorney Brian Klein described Griffith as a brilliant scientist who developed curiosities bordering on obsession with North Korea. He said Griffith loves his country and never set out to do any harm. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is now saying that Russia's war in Ukraine has amounted to genocide, and Russia's president has now said that the war will continue until the goals are met. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.